Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
Kayo'y nakikinig sa Australia Explained, ang SBS audio podcast na gagabay sa inyong pamumuhay sa Australia.
Kapag tumingala sa kalangitan sa gabi, makikita ang isang magandang hanay ng mga bituin na kumikislap sa gitna ng buwan. Astronomy ang tawag sa pag-aaral ng mga bagay sa kalangitan at mga pangyayari dito. Ngunit ayon kay Auntie Joanne Self, isang Gadigal woman na ipinanganak sa Sydney at lumaking natutunan ang mga kwento tungkol sa Milky Way na ibinabahagi ng kanyang ina, mga nakakatanda at mga tagapag-ingat ng kaalaman sa kanyang komunidad. Ang Indigenous Astronomy ay ang tumutukoy sa malalim na kaalaman tungkol sa mga bituin at ang kanilang kaugnayan sa lupa. At pinaniniwalaan ang lahat ng nasa lupa ay may koneksyon sa kalangitan. Para sa mga Aboriginal at mga Torres Strait Islanders, ang kalangitan ay nagbibigay alam sa mga kultural na gawi na ipinamamana sa mga henerasyon sa pamamagitan ng kwento, kanta, seremonya at sining sa loob ng libu-libong taon.
For more than 60,000 years, First Nations people have looked up to the sky. It helps us understand the world around us. Using our observation of the stars, the planets, the moon, the sun, and the atmosphere to predict weather changes and tides, to navigate on land and water, and to plan food gatherings, hunting, trading, or ceremony, as well as pass down stories through the generations. Looking up and reading the skies was and still is an important way to understand, interact with, and develop connection to country, and to know our place in the universe.
Dagdag pa ni Auntie Joanne, ang kaalaman ng mga katutubo tungkol sa mga bituin ay isang paraan para sa mga First Nations na maunawaan ang mundong kanilang ginagalawan at ang kanilang mga tungkulin at responsibilidad.
We have a saying, everything that's up there is down here. So you can find your community, songlines, important ceremonial sites, and other wayfinding points using the stars. But the stars alone need a little bit of help for you to understand everything. So knowing your dance, knowing your language, and your area's connection to your piece of country validates everything.
Samantala, si Duan Hamaka ay isang associate professor ng Cultural Astronomy sa School of Physics sa University of Melbourne ay nakikipag-ugnayan sa mga komunidad ng Aboriginal at Torres Strait Islanders upang idokumento ang kanilang traditional na kaalaman.
What the elders talk about is how everything in the sky is connected to the land. So if you want to know how things around you work, you look to the stars. So humans have always had this close connection with the stars, and the stars can serve as a textbook. They can serve as a map, they can serve as a law book, as a social rule book, and they can also serve as a timepiece and a memory space, so how you can encode information to memory by utilizing the stars.
Ang lahat ng nasa kalangitan ay may kahulugan at layunin. At ang mga galaw ng araw, buwan at mga bituin ay ginagamit upang hulaan ang mga pagbabago sa kapaligiran tulad ng mga panahon at pattern nito at kilos ng mga halaman at hayop.
And the thing that's most important about understanding Indigenous knowledge with the stars is that it relates to everything else. So when you want to know if the seasons are going to change, is it going to rain, what the behaviors of the animals are going to be, when to plant or harvest gardens or food sources. You need to be able to look to the stars to understand how that's going to work, but you also need to look to everything around you.
Ang malawak na paraan ng pag-unawa sa ating kapaligiran ay mahalaga sa kultura ng mga Aboriginal at Torres Strait Islanders.
In the Torres Strait, elders talk about observing how stars twinkle. And if you can read how they twinkle, which means observing or interpreting changes in the properties and positions of stars, if you can read all those subtle changes, they'll tell you something about the atmosphere. And they can tell you if a storm is coming or if the seasons are going to change.
Bawat gabi, ang mga bituin ay sumisikat sa silangang kalangitan ng 4 na minuto na mas maaga kaysa nakaraang araw. Sa loob ng isang taon, ang mga bituin ay bumabalik sa parehong posisyon habang umiikot ang mundo sa araw. Ang cycle ng pagbabago sa kalangitan ay tumutugma sa mga pagbabago sa lupa. Gaya ng paliwanag ni Auntie Joanne, ang Emu sa kalangitan o Dark Emu ay isang kilalang constellation na ipinapakita sa mga madilim na bahagi ng Milky Way.
What I like about the Emu in the sky is it shows others how First Nations people use the dark patches in the sky as much as the stars, but also because it mirrors the behavior of the terrestrial Emu. So whatever we see the terrestrial Emu doing on the land, we also see that information paralleled in the sky.
Halimbawa, sabi ni Duan Hamaka, simulang sisikat ang Dark Emu sa constellation sa timog silangang kalangitan pagkatapos lamang ng paglubog ng araw tuwing Abril at Mayo.
That coincides with the time of the year the Emus are breeding. That dark constellation is high overhead in June and July. That's when the Emus are sitting on their eggs. When it shifts around and is sort of perpendicular to the southwest horizon, that is when the Emus are rearing the young because the chicks are hatching.
Ang Celestial Emu ay bahagi rin ng mga tradisyonal na kwentong ipinasa ng mga First Nations na nagtatala ng mahahalagang scientific information.
Some traditions might talk about how the moon was a man hunting an emu, and the emu tried to run across a tree that was laying over a river and it fell into the water. And now when they go into the sky, you can see the emu, which is in the sky river, the Milky Way, the Wannumbull. But you can also see that tree that fell across is the Southern Cross. It's the Yarran tree, which is right near the head of the emu. So when it slipped into the water, now when the moon comes around, the emu disappears to hide away from the moon because he's the hunter trying to avoid him. But that's also talking about the light pollution the moon creates and why it's difficult to see the Milky Way when you have a moon out.
Ang panandali ang pangyayari o phenomena sa kalangitan sa gabi, tulad ng mga bulalakaw, ay may kahulugan din sa kultura ng mga katutubo. Gaya ng paliwanag ni Duan Hamaka, tinuturo ng mga nakakatanda kung paano mahalaga ang mga pangyayaring ito sa pag-unawa ng buhay, kamatayan at pagkakakilanlan.
Across most of Australia, bright meteors are seen as one of generally two things that are often related. It's either an evil spirit, sort of long, spindly, evil beings that fly across the sky, but usually they're related to death. So in the Torres Strait, for example, the really bright fireballs, the really bright meteors called the Maiar, they're seen as the spirits of people who've just passed away or just about to pass away.
Ang relasyon ng mga Aboriginal Torres Strait Islander sa mga bituin ay sumasaklaw sa isang damdamin ng pagkakakilanlan at pagiging bahagi sa mundo, sa kanilang pagkatao, at sa kanilang kultura.
In First Nations astronomy, the origins of the universe go back, way, way back, to the Chukpura. Westerners refer to that as the dreaming, but basically it's the time long, long ago when all of what exists came to be. But what's interesting in this history is that neither time nor history as we understand it is involved in the meaning. You see, we have a concept, and that's called every when. And just as the spirit people roamed the earth and made the mountains, the river and the sky and all the celestial objects that we see around us, it lets you have a glimpse into an understanding that we're in fact co-creators of the universe in which we live. The observer and the observed are the same.
Sa ganitong paraan, ang kaalaman ng mga katutubo tungkol sa mga bituin ay isang mahalagang bahagi ng pag-uugnay ng nakaraan, kasalukuyan at hinaharap sa isang malawak na sistema ng kaalaman na napakahalaga sa kultura ng mga First Nations. Mag-subscribe o i-follow ang Australia Explained podcast. Mayroon ka bang mga tanong o ideya sa paksa? Mag-email sa australiaexplained@sbs.com.au. Ang ulat na ito ay binuo ni Phil Tusak na isinalin sa ating wika. Ako si Sheila Joy Labrador para sa SBS Filipino.
Inyong napakinggan ang isang SBS audio podcast. Para sa iba pang nilalaman ng Australia Explained, bisitahin ang sbs.com.au/australiaexplained. Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify o sa iba pang podcast apps.